This is KUTX 98.9. I'm Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A, my favorite place. Very stoked to have our guests this afternoon. They've got a new album coming out on August 11th. It's called Popular Manipulations. All the way from Philadelphia, please welcome to Studio 1A, The Districts.
Sitting in the darkness, but my eyes, they hadn't just been.
I was on my own, on my own.
Unconfined and scary, life is short, can start a fire. Brick and mortar might not survive. Would you start to miss me? Would you start to miss me?
The Districts, live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. They are playing tonight at the Sidewinder on Red River. This is an early show. Doors are open at 6:30, and the Spirit of the Beehive is opening the show at 8 o'clock. You can get tickets and more info at SidewinderAustin.com. And, of course, The Districts feature the talents of Rob Grote on guitar and vocals, Connor Jacobus on bass. We have Braden Lawrence on drums. Hey, Braden.
Hello.
Got to say hi to the drummer. It's tradition for me.
Yeah.
And, of course, Mr. Pat Cassidy on guitar. Guys, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. And get ready. I'm going to geek out because, you know, that's what I do for a living. So, you know, just checking out what's coming out, Popular Manipulations. It's going to be coming out in August. Mm-hmm. And then I really started reading around them all. Oh, what's this? A John Congleton? I know that name. And I was like, why? Why do I know that name? Well, this is a producer who's worked with bands like Future Islands, St. Vincent. And he worked on Popular Manipulations with you as well as mm-hmm. your previous album.
Yeah.
Pretty jealous.
Yeah, he's a great dude. So we did our whole last album with him,
yeah.
which was kind of our first time really working with a producer. Like, we had maybe dabbled a little bit.
Sure,
it was like the first time making a full length with someone. And yeah, we just got along really well right off the bat. And originally we were going to do the whole album this time with him.
Yeah.
Did 10 days with him out in LA, because he's been doing a lot of stuff out there,
yeah.
even though he's from Dallas. But, and then, I don't know, just kind of a number of things between, like, scheduling and just other stuff. We kind of, like, were recording some demos in Philly with our friend Keith, and ended up liking them.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
And they mixed those ones, and then some of them he produced also when we were out there.
That's so cool. I was actually thinking about asking you about that because, yeah, I did read that Keith Abrams did the self-recordings with you all, and I kind of was wondering what led to that decision. But, you know, it's like you said, you were recording some demos. You liked the way they sounded. That's
it was
great to
like one of those like happy accident things. Right. We just kept working on those recordings, you know.
But again, Keith, another great person to work with, and he's in Pine Barrens.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
He records everybody.
Records everybody.
He's very
all
good,
of our
talented
all of
boy.
Our friends.
That's super special. All in the family.
Yeah.
And speaking of all in the family, three of the founding members in this band went to grade school together.
Yeah.
Guys.
me and Brandon and I went to preschool together.
Wow.
But didn't stay in touch the whole time. We there was a disagreement.
Yeah.
Still in preschool, box. Yeah.
Stole a little baby's box.
And there was drama.
And then Connor and I went to elementary school late elementary school together.
Yeah.
Grew up and then kind of reconnected and started a band when high school came around.
That's awesome.
And then this guy's the odd one out, Pat, over here.
Joined him. After our formative years, I was already a man.
A young man.
18-year-old man.
Oh, what an old fogey. Oh, boy. No, it's so cool to have a connection that's lasted that long, and then you're like, oh, this would be great for music as well.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, kind of, sort of. I mean, we have the Districts in Studio 1A. I have time for one more. Why don't you give me one more?
Cool, thank you.
Sunset, an ordinary day, an ordinary sunset, I'll let you down again. An ordinary sunset, an ordinary day, an ordinary sunset, I'll let you down again. On your own, I'll let you fall down. In a garden full of bees, on your own, peeking through lilacs, covered in gold and kicking through the belly book, covering miles in a broken car, covering. Ordinary sunset, I'll let you
The District live in Studio 1A. We heard Ordinary Day. Before that, we heard If Before I Wake. The album coming out August 11th is Popular Manipulations. You need to go to the show tonight at the Sidewinder. Remember, early show doors at 6:30. Music starts at 8. You can go to SidewinderAustin.com for all the details. I saw the video for Ordinary Day. Creepy. I mean, in the best way. But it's just, again, you know, that, well done. I love that track.
Thank you very much.
It's excellent. So my thanks to Pat, Braden, Connor, and Rob for playing this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, come back. The District in Studio 1A. Remember, the show tonight, the Sidewinder. You need to be there. Also wanted to say a big thank you to our KUTX multimedia crew. It's because of their work you get to check out all of these exclusive performances in Studio 1A on our website, kutx.org. And, of course, thank you to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. It's because of those guys, everything sounds badass in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.
After parties, your head in my mouth. sleep.